Welcome to Abide's Daily Christian Meditations. I'm Tyler Boss. Today's meditation is brought to you by our partners at Life Audio. If you go to lifeaudio.com, you will find dozens of other faith-centered podcasts in their network. They've got shows about prayer, Bible study, parenting, and more. Head over to lifeaudio.com now. And remember, you can have full access to our meditations commercial-free. Just text ABIDE to 22433. For 25% off. Now, receive his peace as we meditate and abide in Christ.
Welcome to this special Abide Easter Sunday meditation. I'm James Seawood. He is risen. He is risen indeed. You have walked through this Passion Week with all its highs and lows, the adulation of the crowd for Jesus on Palm Sunday, the cursing of the fig tree, the conspiracy of the religious authorities, the betrayal of Judas, the washing of the disciples' feet, the agony of the cross, the sealing of the tomb. It's been a lot, hasn't it? Take a deep breath. Sunday is finally here. When the women went to the tomb on that Sunday morning to anoint Jesus' body, this is what happened when they saw two men in dazzling apparel. And as they were frightened and bowed their faces to the ground, the men said to them, "Why do you seek the living among the dead? He is not here, but has risen. Remember how he told you, while he was still in Galilee, that the Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men and be crucified, and on the third day rise." And they remembered his words. Jesus is alive. The tomb is empty. What power? What authority over death? He is not here. He has risen. As the reality of Jesus' resurrection from the dead settles into your heart today, remember the words of Romans 8:11. If the spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ Jesus from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his spirit who dwells in you. Lord Jesus, wonderful counselor, mighty God, everlasting Father, Prince of Peace, your name is power, your name is healing, your name is life. Through your death, you took the penalty for my sins, and through your resurrection, you have given me eternal life. Praise to your holy name. I say with the Apostle Paul, quoting the prophet Hosea, "Death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is your victory? O death, where is your sting?" Amen and amen. Close your eyes if you can, and lift your hands to heaven in celebration of Jesus' victory over death. Take a slow, deep breath as that reality settles into your soul. He is risen, just as he said. Sin demands a payment. Hebrews 9:22 says that there is no forgiveness of sin without the shedding of blood. Jesus paid that price for you. Confess to him what is on your heart today. Salvation is a free gift offered to you by Jesus. If you are listening today and feel like you've been striving to earn God's favor, take off that heavy yoke and accept the work Jesus did for you. Listen to the words from Luke again. "Why do you seek the living among the dead? He is not here, but he has risen. Remember how he told you, while he was still in Galilee, that the Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men and be crucified and on the third day rise. And they remembered his words. Now let's rejoin our story. Your eyes open. You sit up with a jolt. What time is it? How long have you been asleep? You look out your window to see the moon and stars. You look to the east but see no sign of the sunrise. You take several moments to reflect on your week. How a week ago, last Sunday, you were awake, climbing up to the top of the Mount of Olives, wanting to see the sunrise, wanting to see the morning sunlight the city of David, and wanting the sun to warm your heart too. Now, a week later, here you are, waiting on the sun in the sky to peek over the eastern horizon, but knowing the Son of God was already in your heart, mind, and soul. A week ago, you were hoping for change, and Jesus, the humble rabbi and Son of God, has changed and transformed your soul. You cover your head and whisper the Shema. Hear, O Israel, the Lord is our God. The Lord is one. And as for you, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength. You squint as you look to the east again. Yes, there it is, the faint, distant glow of the morning sun. You throw on your coat and sandals and run out into the cold morning air, running to the tomb of Joseph. Running like the wind through the twists and turns of the streets of the ancient city of David. As you round the last corner, you see them. You aren't alone. Mary Magdalene and the other Mary are already at the tomb to anoint the body of Jesus with spices. You are about to approach them when suddenly there is a great earthquake. You see an angel of the Lord descending from heaven. His appearance is like lightning, and his clothing white as snow. And for fear of him, the guards tremble and become like dead men. But the angel says to the women, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you seek Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, for he has risen, as he said. Come, see the place where he lay." Let's hear those words once again from Matthew. "Why do you seek the living among the dead? He is not here, but he has risen. Remember how he told you, while he was still in Galilee, that the Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men and be crucified, and on the third day rise." And they remembered his words. The angel then instructs the women to go quickly and tell his disciples that he has risen from the dead. And he says that Jesus is going before them to Galilee, and that they would see him there. Excitement fills your heart as the women run quickly from the tomb to find and tell his disciples what they have been told. You run with them with both fear and great joy. Just slightly ahead up the trail, you see an astonishing sight. A man, but more than that, the women have fallen at his feet. As you approach, you see his eyes. You've seen those eyes before. on the man riding the donkey a week ago, on the man crying as he prayed in the temple court, on a man crying out to his Father in heaven. They are the eyes of a Savior on the cross declaring, "It is finished." Mary takes hold of Jesus' feet and worships him. Then Jesus says to the women, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee, and there they will see me." And with that, the two women leave and leave you alone with Jesus. He walks to you slowly, the look in his eyes the same as the week before when you first saw him on the donkey, eyes that pierce your soul. You prayed for another chance to greet him, to speak to him, and here he is. He has been waiting for this conversation. He has been waiting to hear from you. What is it you want to tell him? Feel his loving, forgiving, grace-filled arms around you. As you whisper, tell him who he is to you. Father God, thank you for loving the world so much that you gave your only Son, Jesus, that whoever would believe in him would not perish but have eternal life. And now hear these words from Ephesians. Now to him who is able to do far more abundantly than all that we ask or think, according to the power at work within us, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus, throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen. Happy Resurrection Day, my friend, and let the peace of Christ rule in your heart, to which indeed you were called in one body, and be thankful. Until next time, may you abide in Christ.